Hi, I'm Dr. William Renner, and it's my pleasure to host this series of podcasts on evidence-based medicine with Dr. Alan Safdi. I'm the Emeritus Director of Radiology, the Ohio GI and Liver Institute. Dr. Alan Safdi is Chief Medical Officer of Quadrant Health, owned by Stanford University and the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Safdi served as Chairman of the Department of Nutrition and Gastroenterology at the Deaconess Hospital and Ohio GI Liver Institute, and has been elected President of the Ohio Gastroenterology Society. Dr. Safdi has been the primary investigator in more than 200 medical studies and co-investigator in more than 800 studies. Today, I'm here with Dr. Alan Safdi to discuss some really interesting topics right now. And one of them is the association of pesticides with other diseases such as a Parkinson's disease. Alan, what can you tell us about those associations?
Bill, this is fascinating, and I hope all of you will listen, because maybe you don't spray your lawn, but maybe your neighbor does. Maybe they spray for mosquitoes. You know, we've talked in the past about chemicals and plastics and our air, food, and environment. And they're linked to lots of chronic diseases, such as Parkinson's disease, such as heart disease, cancer, dementia. And we're going to touch on a little bit of that today. But these chemicals have biological toxicity. They persist also, and they interfere with our cellular functions. So a recent study, part of the reason I wanted to talk about this is because the Rochester Epidemiology Project found that, and this is fascinating, it's applicable to almost all of us where there's a lot of chemicals in our neighborhoods, found that living within a mile, not right next door to the golf course, but right within a mile of a golf course, was linked to 126% increased risk of Parkinson's disease. And that's potentially due to that pesticide exposure. The study was conducted in Minnesota, and it compared controls with patients with Parkinson's disease. And it looked at drinking water, or drinking water from areas with golf courses, also to nearly a twofold increased risk when there is a significant amount of these chemicals in the drinking water. And it really highlights the potential role of environmental factors such as pesticides and Parkinson's disease, which we've noticed a doubling of over the past several years. These chemicals are, we know about the paraquats, and pesticides. We know about solvents and trichloroethylene and heavy metals, but they disrupt your mitochondrial function, even in your brain cells. They increase oxidative stress. They damage the dopaminergic neurons in a part of our brain that's the area called the substantia nigra, but that's the hallmark of Parkinson's disease. And we know
did they have a timeline for this, Alan? Did they say?
No, they took everybody that lived within the mile. So we don't know if they lived there for a year or 10 years or 20 years, because people could have moved. And so it probably underestimated it, because a lot of the people that may have lived there for a couple of decades had already moved. And some people had just moved in over the last 6 months. So that lowered the incidence. So if anything, it would underestimate it. I mean, we know from other studies, there was a landmark study in rural residents exposed to paraquat. They had a 200 to 600% increased risk of Parkinson's disease, depending upon the community, in a previous study. So these are, potential chemicals that are not just linked to lymphoma, which we know about glyphosate's linked to lymphoma, but linked to neurologic diseases also. And it's something to consider. Bill, do you spray your lawn?
Well, we used to.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of talk about those chemicals causing leukemia, especially in children in the past. So I just quit doing it. Now, the trouble is, I haven't really found a good alternative. So
no,
we use in vinegar and soap dish water to kill weeds, and you have to spray it like about 5 days in a row. So it's pretty much of a hassle, but at least it's not leukemia, vinegar.
Embrace the weeds. I actually, my clover, which is my lawn essentially, is green when other lawns are turning brown. I don't have to really water it. I'm not really worried about it. If it's cut, it looks very green and pretty to
Yeah,
me.
right after it's cut, it looks good. But
And
then within 10 days, it starts to look all clovery.
you
But
know,
still,
there's a
it's not like
reason.
having leukemia. It's not like getting a bone marrow transplant for leukemia
No, or
or
having
lymphoma.
Parkinson's disease that we don't have, you know, a significant reasonable, we have treatments, we have no cure, and our treatments sometimes don't work long term. So, you know, what can you do? You know, you can eat organic where you're not exposed to those chemicals, especially for the Dirty Dozen. I would recommend everybody look that up. We did a previous podcast on the Dirty Dozen, but it's not just the Dirty Dozen. Use filtered water. You know, there's very good filtration systems that you can remove a lot of these chemicals. We've talked about avoiding heating in plastic containers, especially limit use of lawn pesticides. I don't let my dog even go to the bathroom on a lawn. If it has weeds, I'm happy. The dog can go to the bathroom there. If it doesn't have weeds, the dog's not going on there. And improve your indoor air quality. You know, you can use HEPA filters in there. But remember, lawn and mosquito sprays, as well as general yard sprays, do pose a significant health and environmental risk. And these toxic chemicals have been linked to neurologic and hormonal immune system disruptions. So it's worthwhile considering in the future. And this was a fascinating study that I think I'm glad we have time to bring it to light.
Alan, thank you. It's a great topic, and everyone needs to be aware of that. And get online and look up the different the safe things you can do for killing weeds. I think it's vinegar and substances like that are totally safe. A little more of a hassle, but it's much better than getting a bone marrow transplant.
Well, both you and I use vinegar, and it does work. And you know, you can even from things like Roundup, you can get cutaneous burns and other things if you know, with the concentrate if you spill it on your hands.
Right, yeah. Those things are dangerous.
The vinegar does work. It's not selective, so be careful where you spray it. But I've really embraced, you know, trimming my yard well, and I love my clover, which is good for the bees and everything else. And so the bees are happy, my pets are happy. And so, but take this into consideration, you know, when in the future, you know, we may need to consider limiting our exposure and our air, food, and environment to a lot of these chemicals.
Great topic. Thank you, Alan, for that information.
Take care, Bill. See ya.